feel the presence of God all over that stuff. Okay. One more story, and then I'm going to get Philippa up, because we're going to do an exercise. As I said, this is not only meant for the church, it's meant for the world. So I had one friend of mine, she works as an accountant in a business, and the business was not doing well. This is several years ago. And her boss came to her and said, it's payday today, we can't pay the salaries. And she said to him, don't worry, I'll pray. So he's like, yeah, sure, whatever. He's like, well, come and find me again in 5 minutes, or like later in the day. And so he walked off. At that point, when she's alone in the office, she lays hands on the monitor in front of her and says, in the name of Jesus, all the contracts that haven't been paid in, pay in right now in the name of Jesus. Anyway, about a couple hours later, she looks in the bank account again. Plenty of money there to pay the salaries. Isn't that mind-blowing? Isn't that amazing? So, she's now like, oh, this is getting exciting. So the boss comes walking in the office again. And she says, guess what? I prayed. We've got enough money. He's like, really? Really? It's just amazing. You know that you carry life inside of you. And that your mandate is to release that to other people. To businesses, to families, to restoration of families, all kinds of things. And we have story after story after story. When we speak life, when we recognize God's value, his dream for this world is to make all things new, and he's using you to do it. Okay, let's do another exercise. Let's welcome up Philippa.
Hello. So, we are going to do a really fun exercise using some lovely postcards. So down here I've got loads and loads and loads and loads of different postcards with lots of different pictures on. And basically what's going to happen is in a moment I'm going to ask you to get into groups of around four people. Ideally go with people that you either don't know very well or don't know at all, because that's how you'll grow and you'll stretch yourself. Okay. What's going to happen, I'll do a proper demo of this in a minute, is one person in your group is going to pick up a postcard and you're going to prophesy over them using that postcard. All right, so Christina, can you be brave for me? Will you come and pick a postcard and I'll do a quick live demo? Blah, blah, blah. There we go. Choose one. Don't look at them, but choose one. There we go. Okay, so show everybody that postcard and you could, whoops, show me as well. Oh, so we've got some lovely peacock feathers. Okay, so what I'm doing here, so I'm looking at that postcard and I'm asking God, what does he want to say to Christina through this postcard? And where it's a peacock feather, what I'm drawn to is actually the patterns and just how beautiful and unique the pattern is. You've got that beautiful purple. And I really feel like what God's saying is that represents royalty. And I think he wants you to know that you are a royal daughter and that he chose you to be royalty. And I feel like he wants you to know that actually you carry a real authority, particularly in peace. And I feel like you're a real peace bringer. And I feel that actually there's an intercessory gift in you that is to bring peace where there is an absence of peace. Okay? And the green, I feel like that represents like where it's all mixing together. Obviously, where it's a little bit further away, you can't quite see, but they kind of blend into each other, those two colours. I kind of feel like you've seen yourself with like this mixture of gifts and you don't quite know how they fit together. But what God's saying to you is that he's actually blended the gift so perfectly and he knows the path that he's got you on to get you exactly where he wants you. And you'll see in a few years' time exactly why you've got this mixture of gifts as they are and why they're blended together. Okay? So then after that, you ask them for their feedback. So Christina, can you give me some feedback?
Oh, crikey, I need to process. That was just so much. Yeah, that was really helpful, particularly the peace thing. So I started a degree last year and I volunteer for the Youth Justice Service. So hopefully my future career, but currently my voluntary career, is effectively dealing with young people in the most vulnerable states. And my heart is always to bring them peace because their lives are so in turmoil and ruin. And I just want them to know the peace of God. And so I think that's probably the best.
That's awesome. Great. So feel free to go and take your seat. Let's clap, Christina. Thank you for being brave. Oh, yeah, I'm wearing peacocks. I didn't realise that. That's really funny. So When you have finished prophesying over one person, move on to the next person. They pick up a postcard and you go with them. Okay, we don't have lots and lots of time, so try and be brief with what you're saying. Okay, try and push yourself if you are confident in the prophetic. Okay, the team are going to mill around and they will help you if you're finding it tricky. Okay, so if you start getting yourself into groups of around four, the team have lots of postcards and there's loads of postcards up at the front. So choose someone to go and get some postcards. And away we go. All right, guys, we're going to finish there. Sorry if you didn't get a chance to be prophesied over, but maybe there'll be a chance as you go out. Okay, so can I just ask maybe, again, four or five people, if you feel like you were, one or two, let's go for, if you feel like you were particularly encouraged in that prophetic time, okay, would you just come to the front for me? And we'd love to share a couple of stories. Just one or two people. Hey, we've got one. Anyone else? Anyone else? There we go. Right, fab. Okay. So, do you want to explain what went on for you?
Yeah, I had an elephant, which is great. And the guys that prophesied over me, I'll just go in turn because all of them were really relevant. I've had a really difficult week, and particularly this weekend has been hard. I feel really tired and quite overwhelmed. And Scarlett prophesied that when you think about an elephant, you often think of the trunk, but the tusks are really strong. And she had a picture of how sometimes you see elephants like lifting up massive tree trunks and kind of moving them along with their tusks, and how God's given me a kind of ability to lift heavy loads and heavy things and burdens and move them and overcome them. And then also Stephen talked about how he's seen herd in the wild of elephants, and actually that they carry their thought of as being powerful and strong, but they're also incredibly gentle, and had a picture of a parent elephant holding a baby elephant. And God's given me significant words about spiritual mothering, and holding people and lifting them up and being gentle. So that was really powerful. And then David mentioned that elephants have a really great memory and intelligence. And I think often intelligence is something that I've kind of pushed to the side because I feel like it can be quite proud to talk about being intelligent or God using that. But actually, using that and realizing that God's made me intelligent and that's not something to be ashamed of, and that he's given me a good memory for things like names and birthdays, and that's great. It's not something to be kind of shamed about or shy about.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing. What's your name? Lorraine, cool. Do you want to share what went on with you?
I haven't got my postcard here, but it was a picture of one of those red telephone boxes. And then it was in a bit of a bizarre setting because it looked like it was in an archway in a very old building, a bit like in Durham Castle or something like that. And you think, well, and Chris said that he thought it was in a strange place, like out of place almost. But obviously it had been put there for a reason. And I'm currently changing slightly my role at work. I'm losing some of my admin and gaining some more support. So it's going to be more of a combined role, and that's sort of exciting but a little bit scary because it's moving out of my comfort zone. But so that sort of encouraged me, that the encouragement was that there's a reason. You know, you're not being put in somewhere where you're not supposed to be. Yeah, so that encouraged me.
That's awesome. Thank you. Hey, I'm Rob. Hi. Do you want to explain what I went on for you?
Yeah. Okay, so I want to encourage everybody. So my picture was a pink cupcake, all right? Great, yes. So working with this, one of the guys in our group, right, I don't know at all, has a word for me about tools and God providing me with tools. I think, oh, that's amazing, because I'm into DIY, and that's the way I think. I think about tools and ways of deploying tools. And then he says, you're an engineer. I mean, is there anything in that cupcake that says you're an engineer? And yeah, I'm an engineer. I run an engineering department. And then he says, and I think that you have challenges with people. You, in your work, you need to deal with difficult people. Where is that on the cupcake? So, don't worry about the dumb pictures. Just ask God and he will speak.
Yeah.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Have we got time? Okay, go for it.
This isn't a dumb picture, though, that was mine, but you are right, absolutely. So it's a picture of two polar bears, what I assume is a parent and the baby. And the baby's sort of very close to the parent. What they were prophesying was really about relationship, closeness of relationship with God, and that the intensity of that relationship and the heat generated by that relationship would melt the snow. Now I'm going to India, which isn't a cold place. Yes! Which would be great, but the spiritual temperature is hard and is cold really. So yeah, I think that's really encouraging.
That's amazing. Thank you. Okay. So those were absolutely amazing stories. Just to wrap up, we do need as many of those postcards back as possible. If there was one that particularly spoke to you, feel free to take a picture of it. Amanda and Steve Crinnell, would you mind just nipping around and collecting up? If you've got any postcards, would you just hold them up?
Great. So fantastic. What we're going to do, we've got 10 more minutes before we finish this session. So I would love the band to come up, if there is still a band. We'll see what happens. And we're going to just do an impartation tunnel. Yeah. But we're going to do it inverted. So it will go much quicker. So what I would like everyone that wants an impartation from us as a team for the prophetic, if you want that, we're going to make two rows. One on this side facing each other and one here. And then we as a team going to walk through the tunnel and pray for everyone for impartation. Yes? That's a lot of quicker. So just make two sides and the band can start just leading worship. Or rock. Whatever you want to do. Bit of you two. Alright. Okay. You can go into the hallway, or into the alleyway or whatever. Oh, zabraba yesa babo yesa karababa yesa. Just start receiving. Maybe just pray for the person next to you. Quickly lay hands on the person next to you. Just pray in tongues. Say, come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit. Right now we just ask you, Spirit of Prophecy. Just pray. Pray your best prayers. If you have nothing to say, pray in tongues. If you can't pray in tongues, get the gift. Right now. Just release it. Okay, team. Start walking through and lay on hands and release impartation. Release impartation of the prophetic right now in the name of Jesus. Right now. Fire. Fire. Everything that we have, we give to you. Shurra baba baba yasa karata ta. Where my heart becomes free and my shame is out. Okay, yes. Come, Holy Spirit. Right now. Right now, everything that we have, we give to you. We release the prophetic gift among you in the name of Jesus. More, 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 more. Right now, more, more. Increase, increase, increase. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, from glory to glory, strength to strength. Right now, yes, more, more. Come on, yes. Fire, fire, shurra ba 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 ba. Yes, yes. Take it, Nathan. Right now, right now. Christina,
our God.
Right now, in the name of Jesus. Dreams in the name of Jesus right now. Counters with the Holy Spirit. Counters. Fresh encounters with the Holy Spirit.
Everything we have, we give to you. Fire of the Holy Spirit, come. Come. We want to see your glory, God. We want to see your glory. We want to see your goodness on display. Will you do it through us? Will you do it for this community and everyone that's visiting today? Do it, God.
I received that gift.
You've been played there.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we want to thank you that each and every one of us has received richness from the treasure store of heaven. We want to thank you that you've just poured out again and again and again your blessing upon us today. And we thank you that this is all of your grace. All because you love us. And we ask, Father, as we go our separate ways, that we might go with the peace of Jesus resting upon us. Let every soul be at peace with Jesus right now. And allow what he has done today just to be confirmed within us, in order that what has happened today might make a difference tomorrow. So come and do that, Lord, we pray. And we look forward to all that you're going to do in these coming days, in every life here, in every community of faith represented here. We thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just a reminder, folks, that there are resources for sale in the foyer, and they will be there tonight and possibly tomorrow. And we're gathering for 7:30 tonight. Do you want this back now?
Yeah.
Oh, you do.
One more thing. We're gonna pray about healing tonight. So bring sick people if not too sick. No, I'm joking. Now, genuinely, I've really got faith for tonight for God to do some extraordinary things. So we're going to talk about healing and we're going to minister healing tonight. That's what tonight is going to be about. So if there is people at home that you want to be prayed for, bring them. Yeah. Okay. That's all. Yeah. You can have it back again, Ellen.
Amen.